درجه به تو مؤمنات پایر بوا جرزه لالی.
Start of talk 12 on January 20th
1995. Tumi bardi lama dambi sebzi dördü mami bala sanca cinca sunca Civani zirak damcı dandı ve mebir cisi zonda olsun Namda çocuğum sırcı sacıdı Tengzi bami rilin gıbı Şirim dedi nami çıkın sarı Tumcu tengi dola sanca Rokan cisi zonu batıldı Zambı cibi cici yıkın tam Derbi yaptı çocuğun cisi Mabesin gittim ilacı Rukasam me dutam besir, milanca lor tamat. Dece kuşin deva demse bayan zelaman cibre zela. Bayike donlu donlu zege, tohum da donlu yegena. Doğa kınca doke cesaba, tam çeke da doke cidundum.
Ola sota. Terin nancır cevan so, milare pe sungur song, doğa.
Today, Rinpoche will explain a song or a doha of Jetsin Milarepa, which is called Mahamudra, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive meaning.
Dambo, Jarve Shankan Zamling De Sanje Nyeba Tata Hyem Manup Tempe Jamsin Ji Chupin Soko Norvata
The first verse is a prostration to the great master Maitrepa. Rinpoche thinks it is easy to understand in English, so therefore I will just read it. In this world, pure land of the victorious one, he is renowned as the second Buddha, as the crown jewel adorning the victory banner of teachings that never set. Respected by all, a place for offering, sweet sound of his glorious pennant resounds in all directions. Is this not the master, my Maitrepa?
Tiny Kabje Pemola, Kupar Tinky Chuton, Tavian, Sajachi, Tada Yumme Tondo, Yentin Tamche, Rabzo, the Chonam Quenja Magupa, the Chitrupa Mazuchin, Chincho Marpin, the Kesong, the Kabzata, so Dajaji Japo Marpa La Turbari, Marpa La Tote, Marpin, the Kesong, and also in the
The next verse is a praise to the great translator Marpa. Here Marpa is praised, and it is said that the following coming after this is what Marpa has said. So Rinpoche just read the verse. Respectfully served at his lotus feet, and through drinking the pure essence, he realized Mahamudra. The epitome of all views, the innate state free from extremes, completely perfecting all qualities, he is not blemished by any fault, embodiment of the Sugata in human form. This great one, Marpa, spoke these words.
Ta Trani Jepa Mula, Sa Namam, Zunwa Yola Trani Jepa, Nam Jovam, Nam Zimbasema Trani Jepa, Nilin Zogyo Pongbo La Trangin Jeba Gegam Gey La Trangin Jeba Yere.
The topics upon which one is distinguishing the provisional from the definitive meaning are four. This will start now. The first verse is distinguishes the provisional from the definitive meaning upon outer appearances. The second verse upon the mental consciousness, which is coursing inside. the third verse upon the form skanda, which is drawn in, and the fourth one upon male and female demons and harmful spirits.
Tambuse nama chetar nala chang mato tu nan trunang te yodi kimbin chingwar si ichi sabasong te. De mato pakare. Se nama kare. Seru yorja nama zo, dra, te, zo, riza. Zugdra te ra riza nga dang. Te, te la yang re re la yi donwa da moyongwa parma yavare. Then, ye can nam here, nam dog, nam dog, your the nama, one bu your the manawa, nam dog, your the nama, two young man bu yore. This and that, so dog, said nama, sijete, dog, no, so dog, nam, hiji, your dog, chetar nama, la, nama, said nama, chetar nang la jang, chetar nang, kande nang the young. Zambo, Memba, Palma, Kande, Nangyang, Nangla Chang, Nangyang, Mato, Tunan, Trunang, De, Sem, Jin, Nilo, Vesa, Saja, Chembo, Mato, Butuna, Mato, Bakamna, Mato, Benekamna, Sosuche, Benekamna, Sigirata, Mato, Butuna, Trunang, De, Tribunavare, Mato, Bakabs, and Navan, and Tribunavare, Tripanama inserte Angama Hebe Jindo, Simsan Jilok Tadasena, Tini Pakcha Siru Yorjanama Te, Pakcha Je Nama Imbisen and Trunare Trunare, Saja Chimbilok Tadasena, Dene Tumondo Pakcha Gantrunang Yang, Saja Chimbiloli Hia Yere, Tumon Mayimba Tadasena. Then Zoma Yorja Nama De Semjanelo Vesa Saja Chembu Randang Randang Rao Randang Da Rao Daure Ina Yang Te Ngo Mahi Te Semjan Nam Tripare Tripanamare Trunang Te Sajata Te Tadusena Semjan Semjan Namto semje ransa, nama semje rao ser. Nama semje rao am randang rao yina yang mato te trubare. Mato po wang trubare. Trunang te. Yorji kempe jemar se. Yorji kempa. Yor de yor ches in the dajungudu. Yor la kempe wang semje nam chemare. Surazoma yola dambari himbe wanga simji nam chingmarasi chingre dambari himbe wangi then chadanga namdo natsopachi yumungi chadanga namdo latine chakba dama mumba namdo latine kovan chamsi jele natsopasa ching lejin ching Legend Dreva Dunga Natsu Ban Yong Te Tini Chingwari Yogi Chingwari Si Tande Sik Tambu Som De Mato Pene Kapso Ching Sor Sumbo
The first verse distinguishes the provisional from the definitive upon outer appearances. The first three lines describe the phase as long as one is not realized. It says, outer appearances, however they arise, not realized, they appear delusive. Clinging to objects is what binds. This describes the phase as long as one is not realized. Rinpoche, first of all, comments upon the word nangwa, appearances. These appearances are outer appearances. Outer appearances are, for example, form, sound, smell, taste, touchable objects, these five. And each of these five can appear in different ways. It says here, however they arise, that means they can be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Then there are more appearances, namely those appearances which are no outer objects, but which just appear to our, which appear to our mind consciousness, or to the mental consciousness, which don't appear to our sense, to the five sense faculties. These would then be inner appearances. So saying appearances here, one can say outer and inner appearances, namely those appearances which are the objects for our six consciousnesses. As long as, oh here, the next word says not realized, that means as long as we didn't realize our true nature of mind, which is luminosity, clear light, or Mahamudra, as long as we didn't realize that, these appearances appear delusive. Or it's actually this word Trulnang. Trulnang means delusion-based appearances, or mistaken appearances, in that our mind is mistaken about these appearances. So as long as we are not realized, then we are still mistaken about these appearances. Mistaken appearances or delusion-based appearances can be described as Rinpoche did before when he was describing the stages on emptiness. For example, from the point of view of Chittamatra, there we said that mistaken appearances or delusion-based appearances are appearances due to the upcoming of our, or the coming up of our habitual tendencies. A similar description is given in Mahamudra, where one also speaks of habitual tendencies which are common, and when these habitual tendencies come up, we experience delusion-based appearances. In Mahamudra, one says, all appearances which we experience are an expression of the true nature of mind, of the clarity nature of mind, of Mahamudra itself. One says it is the self-light or the self-clear light of Mahamudra. It is the self-brightness of Mahamudra. Or it is the self-display of Mahamudra. As long as we don't recognize that all appearances are the self-display of Mahamudra, of the true nature of mind, then appearances are mistaken appearances or delusion-based appearances. Not only appearances are mistaken appearances, all our thoughts are mistaken appearances. All our thoughts are, in effect, the clarity aspect of our true nature of mind, its self-display, its self, true nature of mind's self-clear light, the true nature of mind's self-expression. When we didn't realize that the thoughts are the self-expression of our true nature of mind, then there are delusive or mistaken appearances. The next line says, clinging to objects is what binds. In the text, actually, it says, yul gi shenpa. One should interpret that as yul la shenpa, clinging towards objects. So instead of the dreldra, it could be a la, clinging towards objects. That means as long as we take these outer appearing objects to be true, then we bind ourselves. Clinging to objects is what binds. By the power of taking outer objects to be true, we bind ourselves. Through the power of clinging to these objects to be true, we develop thoughts of attachment, aversion, and of and neutral thoughts. And due to attachment, aversion, and so on, we are drawn into samsara and circle in samsara. We accumulate karma or activities in samsara. And due to these activities and karma, we will in the end experience suffering or the result of all this karma. So by clinging to objects as being true, we bind ourselves in accumulating karma, and this karma is binding us. A good example for how one is bound by clinging to objects as being true is the dream, as long as we don't recognize that we are dreaming. You can find out yourself how it is that in a dream, as long as you don't recognize that how it comes that you, or through, that you cling to these objects as being true, that you are bound by this clinging.
Tōkpa nāmla jyōmār nāng yōnāng sēm jā tōs jārhī sāpa sōngtē. Tōkpa nāmla sēm jā nē lōk sā jā jēmbō tōkpa nāmla jyōmār nāng sēru yōr jā nāwa dē kandē nāng rē jyōmār tāpa nāng. Jyōmār tāpa nāng sār tē tēne jyōmār tāpa mālam jā nāwa tē sō jūtīn tēndē sō pē nāng nāng tsam dō yola yang takpar madropa nandong yemi re joma mlam ta so nandong yemi ji pe re ta tokpa namla joma nang khe pe tene nama de nandong yemi re ton ta pe den ba ton na yor nang sem jo to sin char yor sir yor je nama te sem je to sin char sem je ne lok sa ja chen bo gon pe to sin char re ti jyumtsen karasana zhugda taro rikse nama yona tene gonga nam hi chegare gonga nam hi da chodo ka nam hi yola yukvasena semna sarcha yopare zhugda taro rikse nama tani meena gonga nam hi ganda vukapso tene semna sarcha kira mevare tande kapso topa nala yorja nama tenye semja trohos chagare kandes chagare Zukta taro rikse nama la tende choto ka nam ki yor la yukare, tene sem la sarcha yore. Sem la sarcha yona, tene sem je nelok gomba, sem je nelok saja chenpo gomba la, tene nyamni sarpo yonka yore. Ti se na, yona sem je tos jara sumpare.
The next two lines describe the point of view when one is realized. It says, for the realized, they arise as illusion. Appearing objects are friends of the mind. Here one speaks of the ones who are realized. That means they realized the true nature of mind, Mahamudra. How is the true nature of mind, Mahamudra, for the ones who are realized? How does it appear? It appears as an illusion. The example of an illusion and also the example of a dream are examples for something which is appearing and empty at the same time, appearing and empty, indivisible. They are examples for appearances which are merely appearances due to being the mere accumulation of causes and conditions. An illusion and a dream is an example for something which does not truly exist, appearing as being existent. So for the ones who are realized, outer appearances appear as illusions. And appearing objects like that are friends of the mind. How come that these appearing objects are friends of the mind? These appearing objects are the objects of the six consciousnesses, of the five consciousnesses, and also of the mind consciousness. Therefore, these appearing objects can develop a clarity in our mind, a clarity aspect towards our mind, and it is because this clarity aspect comes up in our mind that the appearing objects are friends of our mind. In case we stopped or we hindered ourselves not using our consciousnesses, then there wouldn't be a possibility for this clarity aspect to arise in our mind. And it is in this way that the appearing objects are friends for our mind, in that that the consciousnesses can engage in them and the clarity aspect arises in our mind. And this is positive or good for Mahamudra meditation. This is the base for that we can have experience of clarity. When one's realization of the true nature of mind of Mahamudra has become stable, then negative conditions are friends of the mind. Negative conditions, negative appearances, very bad and destructive appearances are a good friend of the mind. An example for that is if we have a small flame or a small fire, then the wind would blow it out. So the wind would not be a friend to help the fire growing. But if we have a big forest fire, for example, then the wind is a helper or a friend in the sense that the more wind you have, the more fire will come up. And the same thing is if you have a stable realization of the true nature of mind, then negative conditions are a friend who help the realization become more stable. And there are many stories about how that happened with different siddhas, but Rinpoche says there's not enough time to go into detail.
upada nama nama dukya marong ba cheda nana ya nama ngemba da dukya so ya semje ne lo wesa saja chembe deni rao da randa yinde sena ya ne lo wesa je gomba la tro se gere ma to ke se ge mare tro se char ho te na ho tro se char so la char ba jum chin la sa no tang
What is the reason that appearances can be friends of the mind? We have to think about the reason why it is like that. Especially with negative appearances or negative conditions, how can they be a friend of mind? In Mahamudra, one has a special terminology. There are two terms. The one term is about thoughts or concepts. One speaks of that thoughts or concepts are the self-display of mind. And the other term is about appearances. Here one says that appearances are the self-luminosity or the self-glance or glow of the mind. So in this way, since thoughts are the self-display of the true nature of mind, they are the self-display of the true nature of mind, which is clarity, which is Mahamudra. One could say it is a natural display of this true nature of mind. The natural display, thoughts are the natural display of the true nature of mind, and in that way, they help us to realize the true nature of mind. In that way, we can say that thoughts are a helper for our mind, or friends of the mind. And appearances. One says appearances are the self-glance or the self-luminosity of mind. This is like a butter lamp, for example. The shine or the light of the butter lamp is inseparable of the fire. So it is the self-luminosity of the butter lamp, or the somehow also an expression, a luminous expression of the butter lamp. In this way, appearances are also helpers or friends for the mind, in that they express the true nature of mind. When we come to realize the true nature of mind, then thoughts are the friends of mind, in that they are the self-display of the true nature. And also appearances are the friends of mind, especially bad or negative appearances, in that they are the self-luminosity of the true nature of mind. So when we meditate on this true nature of mind in Mahamudra, then thoughts as well as appearances are helpers, and not, as we could misunderstand, maybe hindrances.
Tene tekpa tiempo tan doje tepe lola katsangoma heba yendo sipa tan heba nyamba ni re nawa tan sem ni yan nansi yermi sigre malam yendo nawa tan sem yer me pare malam to me to jin thong yin na me to te tan me to thong nam to te ni ngowi te ni ye ya yo mare Mo mahi bakaps medo silere, sim nangle upandao yere, yea yere. The Namdok dinging and Namdong or yea yunia. My name Malam de medo, the medo de besimile. Yeva yomar, ten rabo, yeva meba yendo, ne logla, nansem yer me cigarette. Namada sim yer me re, yena young saucer him, but Namdok dip the yomar. Same the nail of winsome the top of capsule. Nansin ye me jeton to yon de Nansin jese Saji chenpi lo la nanjo pata nanjo mala Nansin jebe yang kecha mangbu yore Tene le dan sem yang ye me pare Tanda ngasu chitang namto gengo la le dan sem soso re Hien robu kapso ro Kharsopi lo so la kakhi me la sa Mela sa tharva choli yogya gandho, mebando gandho. Tene nubso ka kakhe lukso la savo boks nang na nyarde gandho. Rohla ando gandho, te ngatsu namdo ngonga re. Ngane ne lok la malam rao re. Malam je luta, malam je sem ni la, yang cheba yama re. Malam je luta sem ni la, trupa ngole seya yo na yang, ne lok la luta sem ni yama re. Lula dutin yo mare Lula dutin yo mare Semla yang dutin yo mare Soso seya yo mare Lusem nyamba nye Lusem nyamba nye Lusem yen mi sikino Lusem yen me mare Tise no Siki nyam nye Nasi nimi Lusim yer me ba yemba tis and nawa tamje simje nela wesa saja chembo gombe nyamlinje tos hyatabad Yan
The other day when Rinpoche was talking about the Mahayana tradition and also the Vajrayana tradition, there he was mentioning that existence and pacification are equality, or maybe samsara and nirvana are equality. In the same way, one can say that appearances and mind are indivisible, like in a dream, for example. If we dream the dream of a flower, then we have this appearance flower and the consciousness or the thought which thinks this is a flower. But in its very essence, the appearance and the consciousness which thinks this is a flower are inseparable. They are not divisible because it's just a dream. Just from the point of view of us taking the flower to be truly existent, just from that point of view, it seems to be that there is a division between the flower that appears in the dream and the consciousness which takes this flower or which perceives this flower. But from its essence, there is no division within the appearance flower and the mind or the consciousness which thinks this is a flower. It just depends on our own individual thoughts and concepts by which we are stained or deluded, that we think there is a division between the appearance and the consciousness. Some yogis and yoginis who have realized the true nature of mind, one speaks with words about their realization, saying, for example, they have mixed appearances and mind, or mind and appearances are mixed inseparably for their perception. This is what is meant by mind and appearances being inseparable or indivisible. Then one can also speak of the body and mind being indivisible or inseparable. It is just our own conceptual perception that we think the body is truly existent, that we take the body and the consciousness or the mind to be something different. Rinpoche gives the example of in the West how we handle the corpses, which is the body. The body or the corpse, which seems to be different from the consciousness or the mind. When the body is dead, then we put it into a box and make a big hole and put it into the hole. In other traditions, they have different traditions to deal with a dead corpse. But from the true nature of this body, it is just like a dream. It is just that the dream body and the dream mind are also indifferent and inseparable. So also this true nature of our body is inseparable from the mind. It is just due to our confused thought that we think mind and body are inseparable, are different. But since the body doesn't exist of any atoms, we can't prove any atoms in the body, and also the mind doesn't exist of any truly existent atoms, we can't prove any truly existent atom in the mind as well, from that point they are equality, are indivisible or inseparable.
Jinkor mandava kandeche gomnyan la ta jinkor je nawa tela tin de semje ne lo saja chembo saja chembo toba gongdon perwe gongni gongpet den rowe dros shal shat tubu yure de thapa ji gogu yure deni la ta jinkor gomna semje ne lo toba thap ta toba gongpet de tra rowe thap so ma zong Tamazona, Tam Mayona, the Ne Lata Jingo Gombala, never hit our memory. Then same Janelo Tona Lata Jingo Janama Teso, same Janelo Saja Chamber Topa, Topa Gomber, the Dove, Tapson Dove, your retros here. Then Tirem de Lata Jingo Tava Maimba Young Dorje Tepelola Tonzo Chayayare Toa Tavo, Media Tavo, Major Tavo, Marmi Tavo La Sopa Tonzo Genoa Chayayare Tonzo Genoa Teso Young Sem Genelo Saja Chamber Topa Combatant Rover Tapso Sem Genelo Tona Topa Combatant Rover Then it draws your tour.
I didn't finish saying the thing what Rinpoche said before. So it was like in that way that appearances, no, that existence and peace or samsara and nirvana are equality, and appearances and mind are indivisible, and body and mind are also indivisible. In this way, all appearances which we have become friends or helpers for our meditation on the true nature of mind, which is clearly, which is Mahamudra. And now Rinpoche said, also in Vajrayana and Mahayana, one meditates on deities and their mandala. Also these appearances in the meditation of deities and mandala, these appearances are also helpers for our realization of the true nature of mind. When we, for example, meditate on Vajra Yogini, on Chakra Zamvara, on Kala Chakra, He Vajra, and so on.
Dorje Parpanath. Chirang Dorje Parpata He Vajra.
Rinpoche didn't say He Vajra, but he said Vajra Kilaya. Excuse me. So all these deities are also a helper or a friend to make us realize the true nature of mind. All the appearances of deities and mandala, based, our meditation is based on the appearances of the deities and the mandala. This is a means to let our realization of the true nature of mind of Mahamudra increase. So in this way, these appearances become a helper or a friend of the mind, or a helper of the friend to make our realization increase. If deities and the meditation on deities and mandala, if this weren't a means for our for our realization to increase, then there would actually be no power or no sense in meditating on deities and mandalas. And once we have realized the true nature of mind, still these deities and the mandala are still, or to meditate on deities and mandalas, this is still a means to make the realization increase more and more and more. In that way, the meditation of deities and mandala is a friend, as appearances, is a friend of the mind. Then there is another kind of meditation, which is not just this development stage of deities and mandala, but in the Vajrayana one speaks of empty forms. When one meditates the Vajrayana, then one has some empty forms coming up, which are, for example, or which can appear as smoke, as little drops, or what the Tibetans call fireflies, like this sparkling things we see in a flyer. These are all called empty forms. And in the Vajrayana, one meditates on these empty forms which appear. And this is also a means to realize the true nature of mind, or once one has realized the true nature of mind, to let this realization increase more and more. And in this way, these appearances, also the empty forms, are helpers or friends for our realization of the true nature of mind.
Tāsumbhāṁ tārtok tōne. Tārtok tōna nāng mānyum hīsāpa sōngde. Tā nāma lā mātōpa kāptāng tōpa kāp nīsēn sōng sōng. Do ni ma do pa tang bo ni ma do pa ye ni ngo ma do pa re malam ta ba yin ba se na tang bo ni ma do pa re do ni ma do je wa me so ba yin do tan di kap so yang thar thok tong la nang ma nyu thar thok tong la nang ma nyu dro ma nyu ba re na wa ngo wi ma do pa tang da re Then Kolo Papa Kapsu Chu Tamche Yeni Tongbany Darang Yinji Tongbany the Sumbare Teda Chekware. Rang Yinji Tongbany Sijeta Tambo Rang Yinji Trop Jesus Te Rang Yinji Tropati Hek the Tongba Chapata Mare Tangbo Ne Tongbany Tato Tonga Nang Manu Nang Manumbare Drop Manu Nama Ngovu Drop Manumbare Jimmy Chukur Takosong. Then in Tartok Tonga, Nang Manyung King, J. Jeva meba, tangbo ni ma jibare. Tangbo ni jeva mebare. Tangbo ni jeva mebe se nang gagba mebare. Jenga tamje len deba. Jemi chukur dagoso. Jeva meba, gagba meba. So imbe se nang. Tini jenga trupa da trave chujukoro. Chukur dagoso. Jenga trupa da trave chukore. Dagoso se jete. Mo yeni tema mebarangi number tagutendare. Jimmy chukur tago songs. Suka songbare senata, malare pala, nene marpa loze songbare, marpa loze chang, nabda mete pugumba songbare.
The next phase of this verse explains the ultimate meaning. It says, ultimately, they never appeared. They appear within the unborn Dharmakaya. So ma patot. We had two phases already before. The first phase was where we did not realize the true nature of appearances. The second step was when we realized the nature of appearances, and now we could ask ourselves, what is the ultimate meaning then? And the ultimate meaning is, appearances never appeared. What does that mean? That means, from the very beginning, appearances never truly existed from their own essence, or in their own essence. This again corresponds to the one song of Milarepa about the view of Madhyamaka, in which Milarepa said, everything stable and everything moving in the three realms doesn't exist from the very beginning. Rinpoche was teaching that the other day. Here in this song, also Milarepa said, the world and its vessel doesn't exist truly from the very beginning. From the very beginning, or the Rinpoche gives several synonyms for the very beginning. And it's everything moving and everything stable doesn't exist from the very beginning, like dreams, for example. All appearances are like dreams. They don't truly exist. Because they don't exist in their true nature, or they don't exist from their own nature. This is also the intention of the second turning, or the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, where it says, all phenomena are primordially empty, or all phenomena are naturally empty. Speaking of a natural emptiness, it means primordially empty, being empty from the very beginning. One could think that phenomena are first truly existent and later on they became empty, but this is not the case. All phenomena, all appearances are empty from the very beginning. One also says they are never arisen from the very beginning, or in the beginning there was no arisal, or not no being born. And something which did never arise in the beginning cannot cease as well. So one also speaks of phenomena being without arisal and without ceasing. Therefore it says here in this line, in the last line, all phenomena are pure within the unborn Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya is free of all arisal and all ceasing. It is free of all mental fabrications, including that of arisal and ceasing. Therefore, appearances are pure within this Dharmakaya, which is free of such mental fabrications. One speaks here of that they are pure within the unborn Dhammakaya. Pure means that the essence or their essence doesn't have Dicheku di dakpare am nangwa dakpare.
Nam ne lok dakpare sanadere. Chuka nam ne lok te chemi chujukore te ngovale tama mevare chuka yan dakpare. Nama yang nam ne lok dakpare te nabu.
Saying here they are pure, it means that the true nature of the appearances is pure. The essence doesn't have any stains, or the essence of the appearances is not stained. It is naturally completely pure. And this purity also refers to the Dhammakaya, because the Dhammakaya is also naturally pure in that it is free of all mental fabrications, such as of being born and ceasing. The last word here says somapatot. In the Tibetan actually says it is said. It is said means that this is the talk or the speech of Mapa, and Mapa is repeating the teachings he got from Maitripa, and he is saying this to Milarepa. So Milarepa wrote this song where Mapa gave him the teaching of Maitripa.
Chimin chukur thakko song seche te madhapa meba chikre te madhapa meba te karre se na kholo parpe lo la madhapa la ngo yo mare madhapa la ngo meba se na tene chutam che rungin je nambar takpare.
When it says here they are pure within the unborn Dhammakaya, this is a term for that there is no impurity. In the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, one speaks of a lot of about that there is no impurity. One says that impurity has no real, truly existent essence. And in this way, one says all phenomena are naturally pure.
The name Hiram Ningbo Lakasangama Hevare Marekpa me, Marekpa seba me, somebody chipare Marekpa lango, maybe send a Marekpa sea, your mare Marekpa meba yendo Marekpa me, Marekpa seba meba yendo. Then it tanda Trupichu kanla young Trupichu kanla young, oh, your mare. No, maybe send a chutam jail and yinja number tapare. Then this year to tell a mada, but son in Mabanda will hevare. Bom yom jeba pot junior, telam bom namda sejete, teni chutamte, number takwa in bejunsi mambusumber. Zo ne, number tamte in behijipada, chutamte, number takwa in bersumber. Number takwa in bersumba de mada batani mevare. Young takwa seju yama demba tobaji killing money. 10 hours.
In the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, which Rinpoche was explaining the other day, or he was explaining a line of the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, which was saying there is no ignorance and there's also no exhaustion or no exhausting of ignorance. This explains the same actually, because ignorance has no essence, there cannot be any exhausting or ending of ignorance. In the same way, any mistaken or any confused phenomenon does not have any essence. And in that way, one can speak of that it is completely pure from the beginning, or naturally completely pure. In the Prajna Paramita Sutras, there is a very big volume, which actually consists of 12 volumes, which is called Bum Namdak. or if you translate Bum Nandak, it would be something like the Bum, the completely pure volume, or 100,000 or whatever. The name here is Namda, completely pure. It teaches that all phenomena are completely pure, starting from form until through all-knowing primordial awareness, all phenomena are completely pure. That is what is taught in this text or in these volumes. They speak of complete purity. But speaking of complete purity in this sense, they don't assert that things are truly existent, but they just speak of complete purity in the sense of that all phenomena don't have any essence, and from that point of view, they are completely pure.
Tene madaba meba mare, madaba geba dekheba tsu mini dosam na, geba dekheba ya mlam da bore, mene ngobu tpa ya mare, hiram ni bolya, gaikhe mi gaikhe sepa parda ya mi sombar, gaikhe ngobu tpa ya mare, gaikhe seba ya mare, tisena tene ta madaba tsani maro.
In this sense, impurity doesn't exist at all. As it was also explained in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra the other day, where it says also aging and dying don't exist, and also the exhaustion of aging and dying doesn't exist. Because aging itself and dying also is just like a dream, without any essence. So neither aging and dying nor the exhaustion of aging and dying exists.
Tene marpa lo te sungur chili yore. Tende tsokpa nawan de rangi mepe zungin te sungpa. Jutin tende tsokpa nawan de ngatsu tsende nawan na tsokpa de tende tsokpa nawan re. Tende chokpa nāvan de rāngyī mēpa zungyī de sōngvara. Rāngyī mēpa ta tōngpa nyere, rāngyī mēpa tōngyī de zungyī rāvara sōngvara. Mārpa lōtse sōngvara. Ta mārpa lōtse kandē sōngtō, mālā rēpa kandē sōngtō ta gōvara.
Also, Mārpa, the translator, was teaching about that in a song. The song says, these appearances which are a mere accumulation or a mere interrelated accumulation are just reflected images which have no true self-nature. Here also Mapa was teaching about appearances, all appearances which appear in our life, all these appearances are mere reflected images which lack any self-nature. Rinpoche says the lack of self-nature, that is what we call emptiness. And in this way, Mapa says that all appearances are reflected images of emptiness. Rinpoche says it's also important to look at other teachers' songs, for example, like Mapa's song. That was a brief explanation on how outer appearances on the difference of the provisional meaning and the definitive meaning upon outer appearances. Now we will recite it.
Toba nala joy marno
There are different languages here. Now we have to sing it in our individual languages. First in English.
Yeah.
Outer appearances, however they arise, not realized they appear delusive. Clinging to objects is what binds, for the realized they arise as illusion. Appearing objects are friends of the mind, ultimately they never appeared. They are pure within the unborn Dharma Kaya, Soma Patot.
In
German? Äußere Erscheinungen, wie sie auch zu sein scheinen, wenn nicht erkannt sind sie täuschender Schein. Das Anhaften an Dingen ist, was fesselt, dem der erkennt, erscheinen sie als Trugbilder. Erscheinende Dinge werden zu Freunden des Geistes. Letztendlich sind sie niemals erschienen. Sie sind rein im ungeborenen Dharma Kaya.
French,
we need.
Paningi, bonjour.
Yes.
Yeah. Danke.
Les apparences extérieures de quelque manière qu'elles lorsque la compréhension fait les faux sens des perceptions, l'attachement aux objets nous enchaîne. Ceux qui ont compris les perçoivent comme une illusion, et les objets qui apparaissent comme des alliés au sens ultime, elles n'ont jamais été perçues. Elles sont nées plus en tant que fortes.
Pulling, when? Chiran chipo yada. Chiran chipo yada. Tani kya kare jaman dekde yada.
Zewnętrzne przejawienia kordy powstają bez urzeczywistych jasną złotą. Usiadającą się do niejednicy, które czynią i widzi je tylko jako iluzja. Są one przyjaciółmi jego umysłu. Ostatecznie nie ma niczego do szczęścia. Wszystko jest wszystko w imię Dharma Kaya.
Kiedy kiedy to są? Tak, Jana, Jani. Yes. Yeah, but it is. Gris ke jod re ya ya gris ye gris ke jod re
Now we'll meditate a little. Now we have to, like the prasangikas, rest in a freedom of mental fabrication. For the prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the Dhamma Dhatu, and what becomes accustomed to it, the mind, are indivisible, like water being poured into water. For the prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the Dhamma Dhatu, and what does or what and what becomes accustomed to it, the mind, are indivisible, like water being poured into water.
Tanjor komze chimien komze lo yermi chola choja tabde.
For the prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the Dhamma Dhatu, and what becomes accustomed to it, the mind, are indivisible, like water being poured into water. Now we sing the aspirational prayer of Kama Padishin Chekpa.
Kurve deje ne gang yangende, kundo deje ne gang yezite, chidang tome dani lendete, chini tobe lo jodin jodi, geva diye ke wokan, Sonam yeje sozon, sonam yeje lejong, tamba kunye topashu, manjo lempo kuye tashishu, yena dukchu sungi tashishu, tada jeme tuki tashishu, gyalwe kusum tuki tashishu, nendere nimo dele tendele, nime kongyang dele, Nimsen tato delepa, kunjo zongye tashishu.